Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, once again, my best friend, my wifey, she could not be with us today. She is at the Overflowing Salon and Barbershop holding it down for the Rileys. Hey, listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Listen. I'm so excited today. In the studio live, we have none other than a local, I call him a local celebrity, a local hero, a man about town. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our studio, Mr. Wayne Hale.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
And we're talking about 20 years in the business.
And it doesn't even seem like it. It really doesn't. But, when you look at the calendar, and I said, man, it's been 20 years. Started in 2005, and now it's 2025. The Courier Eco Latino newspaper, we've been at it for 25 years.
It's been a nice ride.
It's been a great ride. I can tell you that. It really has been.
Outstanding. Listen, today's Sunday conversation is entitled, I'm going to try to say this right, Mr. Hale, the Courier Eco Latino newspaper.
Got it.
I said it correctly.
You got it.
Outstanding. So we're going to go ahead and get started, listening to us, because I believe a lot of people read your paper and a lot of people want to know a little more about Mr. Wayne Hale and his thinking and thought process.
Okay.
So why did you start the newspaper?
You know, back in 2005, I just felt that there was something missing in this community. No one was really, other than the beauty shops and beauty salons and barbershops, no one was really reporting about what was going on in the community, the issues and concerns.
Yes,
you know, as brothers, we sit around the barbershop and we just talk, and we're talking about things that really relate to us.
You know,
things that we were going through, and we do it now today.
Yes, sir.
You know, you in there cutting hair, and you know the brothers be talking, and the women do the same thing in the beauty salon.
Hey, I tell people, man, 90% of the news that come through the barbershop is accurate.
That's right.
At least 90%.
That's right.
It's secondhand, but hey.
That's right. But they weren't talking about that or weren't writing about that in the paper.
You know, we
had the mainstream news. So that's the bottom line, was that nobody was talking about the issues and concerns, and then nobody was really sharing the entrepreneurship that's going on. There are, and at the time when I started, there were so many young black folks that had started businesses, and nobody was talking about that. Nobody was saying, you know, we got so many resources. I'm telling you, man, there's so many resources that we have, but nobody really knew. There was no place for people to come and say, well, who is this? Who is that? And so that's what we tried to do, and that's why I started it, and we're still doing that today.
You know, I'm quite sure a lot of people probably talked about that kind of platform, but you're a man of action. You actually made it happen. And what I love about your platform, Mr. Hale, is this. You know, the barbershop news is one thing, but when you talk about the accurate news, when you're talking about, you know, getting up real reporting and stuff like that, you have given people a voice that otherwise didn't have a voice.
Well, I appreciate it. And that's what the black press was about. People don't understand the reason why the black press was formed was because we need to tell our story our way.
Yes, sir.
You know, you look at today's news and you might hear this, that, and the other. And that's why we'll come back. Let's give an example that you might see or hear something. You might go to a city council meeting.
Yes, sir.
And you see and sit there and see and hear certain things. But when you go on the news or go into the mainstream newspaper, you see a whole different way it was reported. So the black newspaper, we tell it the way our story, our way. My paper is straight facts. We don't do salacious stuff and all that gossiping.
No fake news.
Trust me. So if you read it and see it in the Courier Eco Latino newspaper, it's fact, because we have done our due diligence. We don't try. You know, you get some headlines. They say if it bleeds, it leads. We don't do that. You know, we talk about what's going on in the community behind the scenes, because we've got some resources that we know exactly what you see and the read between the lines. We do the stuff. We tell you what is going on between the lines. And that's the fun part. To tell the truth is more interesting than a lie anyway.
Yes, sir. You know. Yes, sir. And you know what else I love about your platform, Mr. Hill? I love that we get to celebrate individuals that otherwise wouldn't have necessarily been celebrated in our community. It might seem like a small thing to some people, a birthday, but when you talk about somebody celebrating 90 or 100 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big thing in today's society. Mm-hmm. And those people, you know, it might seem small, but that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same with, we do our Lifter Up Awards show. We do our Community Service Awards. And the key for Lifter Up was the newest one that we've done, and Lift Him Up too. It's the people behind, it's the secretaries, you know, that do the work. You got the Calvin Smyres and the Congressman Bishops, and we see them every day. But there was the people behind them, just like they say, behind every good man is a good woman. We go after the good woman. You see man. But that's what the Lifter Up came from. It's like, you know, there are a lot of women out there doing great things that are never recognized. And so we try to go after that. Same with the men. You know who they are. You see these folks out there every day and all of them getting on awards. But we're going behind the scenes because there's some folks out there doing phenomenal things.
Yes, sir.
And so those are the people we search out. We search out and try to recognize. And it's not so much about it, but just recognize. And that's part of the paper. When we started, I said, you know, I want to start recognizing folks, everyday folks. You know, because everyday folks are just as important as other folks. Trust me.
I agree with you. You know, I have somebody that I want to put their name and have to recognize what they're doing in the community.
All right.
Mr. Wayne Hill, we need to throw his hat in there for everything that he's doing. And I'm being serious about that.
Man, I enjoy recognizing other folks. And this year has been pretty good. I've got a lot of they've been recognizing me a lot. I'm like, oh, man. But I'll tell you, Skippers, Ronzo Buckner told me one time, he said, Wayne, you will never know. He said, man, your paper does a lot for this community.
I agree.
But you will never know that until you're gone. You know, you never know that because years down when you're gone, people will be saying, man, I wish we still had that here because he was doing this and that. That's just it, man. I just enjoy doing it. And we don't discriminate. So folks will know it's not about whether you're black or white, it's about whether you're doing right. So we report about you if you're doing wrong. We report about you if you're doing right.
Hey, I love that your paper give people their flowers while they're still alive.
That's the key.
Let's give more flowers out here.
Yes, listen, indeed.
Just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Wayne Hill of the Courier Echo Latino newspaper. I hope I got
there
that
you
right.
Got it. You got it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Mr. Hill, let's talk about, because I know every day is not sunny. So let's talk about some of the obstacles that you face as the owner.
Well, you know, I will tell you from the beginning, this was a leap of faith. I didn't even know how to operate a computer back in 2005. I did not know how to turn a computer on.
Wow.
And so, I mean, my background is recreation administration. Most people know that I came here as the director of the A.J. McClung YMCA.
Wow.
And so I had worked with the YMCA, you know, around the country for 15 years. So my degree is not in journalism. People think I'm a writer, an author, and I'm a journalist. I'm not. So I didn't know how to lay out, design the paper. I didn't know anything about a newspaper. I just knew that I could do it. It was as simple as that. I just knew there's a thing that I'm a Baptist. I'm a preacher's kid. My father's Baptist minister. So,
PK.
So, you know, there's a saying that God doesn't call the equipped, but he will equip the called.
Yes, sir.
And so that was a leap. I'm telling you, I'm a preacher's kid. I'm not a preacher, but somewhere in Jeremiah, it says, I know what I have for you, or something like, you know.
I know the plans that I have for you.
See, you're the preacher. Go ahead.
Plans to prosper you.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the verse. And so that's really how it started. Now, I have, to be honest, you always have some problems, but I just haven't had any major, major obstacles. I never took out a loan. Never taken out a loan for my paper. And 25 years later,
listen, Mr. Hill, that'll preach right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So that's God, man. So, you know, anytime I feel depressed and struggle a little bit, I just think about that. You know, this ain't you. This is God. So he, you know, he'll supply your needs, and he has for 20 years.
He'll make a way.
So I'm good. I'm good. I don't, you know, back in, I was at this one, there was one point in time, in 2006, when I had run out of money, and I didn't know, I was saying, man, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. And I got a phone call, and the next thing you know, I mean, I just got a phone call and said, look, I feel like I want to help you, and boom. And
wow.
I mean, it's just God, man. It's just God. And I lived over on, and I still live over there off of Buena Vista Road. There was a time, there used to be billboards up, and all that said on the billboard was, trust God.
Yes,
trust
I
God.
I remember.
And I go down Buena Vista Road, coming to my office, and see that sign, trust God. And I said, oh, hey, you talking to me. So I just trust God and keep it moving.
Come on, I love it. I love it. Now, Mr. Hill, all the free press is important. Mm-hmm. But let's be specific here. Why is the black press important today?
Okay. The bottom line is, as I said earlier, we have to be able to tell our story our own way. For so long, you hear the mainstream media, even today with everything that's going on, you see it one way. But well, you said called it fake news. Mm-hmm. Even you have some blacks who are in the media, in mainstream news, they have to report things their way, mm-hmm. the way it comes, you know. And I know that for a fact that I've talked with some folks here and, you know, I gave them one story when it's reported on TV. It's like, something, I said, that ain't what I said, but that's okay. So that's why we have to have our own news. Even here at Davis Broadcasting, when you're doing this, you're giving people the opportunity to hear what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yes, sir.
So the black press, black radio is the same thing. We're allowed to tell our own story. You know, you got young people out there doing things that mainstream reported one way, but we know in the beauty salons, in the barbershops, no, that's, come on now. Now, you know, I live next door to people. That ain't what happened. I know.
Come on.
I know Bobby and them. Come on now. That ain't what happened. So this gives them opportunity, and people tell us things that I'm able to report, and that's why we can come up with the truth.
Come on, I love it.
And that's the black press. It's about being able to tell our story our way, the right way.
Now, Mr. Hill, I want you to talk to a young man or a young lady that's maybe 17 or 18 years old, and they're thinking about going into this field. What would you tell them? What would you tell your young self about this?
I tell them, if you're going to come into business, you got to have four bones, all right? Four bones. You need a wishbone. You know, back in the day, when you had in the chicken, you had the wishbone in the chicken.
Yes, sir.
All right, and so I had some siblings, and we would wish. If we wish together and we broke it at the same time, then the wish would come true.
Right.
You got to have that passion in your life to whatever you wish for. You sit down in your dreams, go for it. You just got to go for it. Don't give up on it. Then you have to have a backbone. You got to be able to stay in it, man. You got to be, because folks going to throw you down. Mm. I remember when I started. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
Okay.
I'm
telling you.
You got to have that backbone, because people going to throw stuff at you. You're going to be discouraged. But you got, and people, you know, Calvin Smyra says, can't nobody keep you down if you bend over, unless you bent over.
Yes, sir.
You got to have that backbone. Then you got to have that funny bone.
Okay.
Because life, you gotta let stuff roll off your back, man. You can't take life too serious, because things going to happen in your business. You know, people going to hate. You're going to have haters.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I look at haters as fans. You talking about me. If you talking about everybody to everybody about me, then you just a fan.
They fuel.
There we go. There we go. And that roll you. So that funny bone, you got to be able to laugh it off and keep it moving.
Yes, sir.
And the final bone is that tailbone. You got to get up off it and do it. You can't be just talking about it, man. You got to get up off your tailbone and get to it. Don't give up. Don't give in. If you got a dream, I tell people, you find your passion, you find your paycheck. And, you know, you find your passion, you find your paycheck, man. You know, I didn't go into it to be a millionaire. I just went in to make a difference.
Yes, sir.
And that's probably why I never had to take out a loan. All of my, if you look at my paper over the years, it's all been by black folks have supported my paper, mm-hmm. from churches to small businesses, you know. So, I mean, them four bones, man, you got to stay with it. That's all I can tell you.
I love it. I'm going to have to repeat this. Mm-hmm. You have to have a wishbone for passion. A backbone to stay in it, a funny bone not to take yourself too serious, and a tailbone, don't just talk about it, get off your tail and be about it.
There we go. That's it, man.
And
I'm
so, during the course of these 20 years, Mr. Hill, did you use all of these bones?
Every last one of them. I've had to use every last one of them. Because I tell you what, the wish, the different things that I've developed, you know, the lifter up, I come up with an idea.
Yes,
lift
sir.
Up, man. Oh, that's cool. So then I said, well, lift him up. I've been doing the women for these. Let me get some brothers in here, because brothers doing that, you know. And so we've done we used to do a children's paper, a youth paper, where we went to the schools and had the kids
the
kids were the journalists. So they would do the stories. They had each had an advisor, and they would send it to us, email it to us, and we print up a paper and send it to all the schools. You know, things have changed over the years, the things that we can do. But, man, I'm an idea guy, man. I just got all kinds of ideas when it comes to papers and doing some things. And we've just been having fun, man.
I love that you take your ideas and you step out on faith mm-hmm. with that.
That's it, man. You got to do it. You get up off your tail and look.
Yeah.
And you know, I just, you know, people say, man, everything you touch turned to gold. I say, no. I know what to touch. I don't touch everything. I know stay in my lane. I know what I can do. Too many people try to do this, that, and other. I know what my lane is, and, I stay in that. You know, people say, oh, man, you a preacher. You didn't know. My calling is not a pulpit. My calling is my paper. So when I do my articles, that's it, man.
My pastor often talk about God will allow certain things, but then you're anointed to do certain things. And you need to figure out what you're anointed to do versus what God will allow you to do.
Oh, that's good. All right, then.
Yeah, shout out to Pastor Bell at the Edge Church. Yeah, he said that.
All right.
Now, just in case you're joining us once again for a Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr. Wayne Hale of the Courier Echo Latino newspaper.
There we go.
I'm saying that very slowly because I want to get it right.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Hale, what keeps this? I guess it's a two-part question. First question is, what keeps you going? And the second question is, which I ask everybody, what is your woosah? What is your, okay. I had a long day. I done did a lot of great things in the community. It's time for me to come home, unwind. So,
okay. I'm an addict. Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix, Paramount Plus.
You done seen it all.
I'm into these series. So it's funny that those things that I never watched before, that I'll come back to now, and I say, oh, let me try that. And then I say, oh, man, that was cool. But my problem is, if it's a series, then I just watch it all the way through. I don't go to sleep. I'm at late night, so I'm just watching it.
Watch it.
That's right, all the time. So, but that's it. And then music. I mean, old school music. So to be able to be on the radio and do the morning show over here at WOKS and then come over here on Saturday and do a stroll down memory lane with Wayne, man, that's my piece right there. You know, just be able to play old school music and just communicate with the folks. You know, they do call-ins and I can give, they request any music. I'm able to do that. So, man, I will say everything that I do in life right now, I love. It's not a job. It's just fun.
But you know what? Both of those things that you do are healthy. It don't cost a lot of money to do it.
Thank you.
You don't mess with nobody to do it.
Thank you.
And it gives you peace.
That's it.
Now, speaking of, I'm not necessarily, I hate series.
Okay.
I do. I want to watch. Give me the movie for 1 hour and 45 minutes. But the only series that ever got me was Law and Order.
Okay.
When they do a marathon.
They do so many of them.
And when they do that, thump, thump.
Yeah.
I'm already in the next five or six episodes.
Man, I like, my favorite shows are The West Wing.
The West Wing.
And 24.
Like 24.
There are a lot of other stuff. Man, I'm telling you. There's some good shows out there, bro. My brothers and sisters become, hey, what you watching? What you watching now? And we go back and forth telling each other what we're doing. But that's it. The West Wing is really good. Good writing.
Oh, yeah.
And then 24 was really good, too.
Oh, yeah. It took a while, about 24. Now, Mr. Hale, what is your favorite thing? I want to say, I guess I say subject. What's your favorite subject / thing to write about in the paper?
I like, my view from a pew is my baby, because it gives me a chance to just really say what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives me an opportunity to give out information. I tell some folks, I said, man, you don't need to buy a Steve Harvey's book. You can just listen for free. I give you information for free. But the information that I'm able to give, some of it's spiritual, some of it's funny,
right.
but it's all pertinent to what's going on in the community and what's going on in people's lives. And a lot of it's things that I've dealt with. You know, people think that they're the only ones going through stuff.
Right.
Everybody, ain't nobody's life perfect.
No, sir.
You know, people up on Facebook, and I'm sure we'll get to this about society, how it's changed, but Facebook has made people crazy, jealous, and hating. You know, you looking at the other man's stuff, you don't understand what they're dealing with. You know, you're looking at these women on all this stuff, like the other man's grass is always greener. Bro, you
right.
Take care of your own grass, you be good. So all of that, all the glitters ain't gold, you know. The thing now with the things that are going on in this community, you just have to be careful, man.
And you're right about that. Don't worry about the likes.
There we go.
Don't worry, because they're not real.
No.
They not. You. If you think about I like being on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing reels and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But if you think about, I was in Pensacola the other day, and I seen somebody that was my friend on Facebook. And we passed right by each other because we really didn't know each other. We were just friends on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So that's the realness of it.
Okay,
Don't take it too serious.
Right, there we go.
Don't take it too serious. I guess with that funny bone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it too serious. Now, Mr. Hill, I'm going to ask you to kind of like, since you a PK, you the son of a minister,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to prophesy a little bit.
Okay.
And so I want you to tell me, what do you think the next 20 years look like for your newspaper?
You know, we've changed so much. We no longer print the newspaper.
Okay.
Okay. Only because times have changed where the printing costs so much that... And so we were, the reason why we stopped about 6 months ago, only because they told us that they would no longer, we were getting our paper printed at Opelika. And then they called us a while back, about 2 years ago, said that they were no longer going to be printing, that they were going to send everything to Montgomery. So for about 2 years, we were getting the paper from Montgomery. Then we got a call about 6 months ago saying, look, we closing down the Montgomery thing, and the only place you can get your paper from now is from either Jackson, Mississippi, or Jacksonville, Florida, or Jackson, Mississippi. I'm like, what? And so the prices just got so much. But we had always wanted to go digital. So we are strictly digital now because everybody's getting the news on their phone. Now, you have the older folks who just like to have something in their hand.
Yes, sir.
And I get that. But it just has not been cost effective. But we're offering it free, so if you wanted to, it comes directly to your email. So you just go to couriernews.org, put your email in, subscribe for free. We don't charge, and we send things out every day, or at least you get on what's happening on Wednesdays, you get a list of everything that's going on in the community. And then we send out a paper every Friday that you get everything that you can get if you had our paper, but that comes to you directly. So that's been a change over the year. You know, what's going to be happening in the next 20 years? Technology is taking over. You know, you got AI. You don't know who's writing stuff now. You got AI now.
Your book.
That's right.
Yeah.
So AI is doing stuff, and you can put information in, and AI will write a whole story for you. So it's just, we're keeping tabs on what's going to be the next big thing. And if we see it works for us, then we'll do that. We just have to go with the flow, but things are moving so fast with media. Like you said, the reels now, we just have to do some things with Instagram and putting things online. We're doing a lot more of interviewing people online and putting them up online, so doing that too. So,
you know, great segue. What do you think about AI as far as dealing with the news and stuff like that?
You know, it's good and it's bad. You know, a lot of people... Well, it's good because if you have an idea, and it gives you a starting point. So you just can't do the whole thing. You better go through and pay attention to what it is. Just don't do it and put it up like, okay.
Yes, sir.
Some of that stuff is crazy. But it gives you, if you got a block and you got an idea and you block it, you can go in and call and say, hey, so-and-so, and it'll come up with stuff and you go through and it'll help you through that. I think that's the good part. But, you know, with everything, things happen. You got to be careful with it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think China came out with this new AI that's supposed to be more advanced than the current one we have. Yeah, it's getting crazy out here. So has the way the news been reported changed now?
Yeah, I think what you got is fewer people writing. And I know, for example, with black news, with the black press, it really hadn't changed. It's who you know. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be in the community, talking to the people, and you get that information. I think I would say with mainstream media, they don't have as many people hitting the streets. Everything is done. I will tell you, I know the Ledger Enquirer, when I used to work for the Ledger Enquirer, we had like 300-some folks. They got 5 now, and they only got like 2 writers. And they write for different papers. So for black press, it's who you know. Like yesterday, I was up at the Dome with Calvin Smart, with, you know, former state representative Calvin Smiley, loaded up there when he did the portrait, got his portrait there. So you got to be in the community talking to the folks, and folks will talk to you. That's where you get the realness of what's really going on in the community.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Hill. Is there anything that maybe we missed or we didn't talk about that maybe you want to let the listening audience know?
Well, again, we are celebrating our 20th year celebration. And, you know, we just want your support, continued support. We'll have some things coming up real soon. Some celebrations. Right now, I will tell you that we're doing a 20-year special. Well, I, for $200 a year, you can get your advertising in our paper. So that's like $20 a month. So that's part of that 20. And then if you do $200 up front for a year, then you get 2 months off. So that's our main thing. But we're going to have, you know, we've done our community service awards where we've had folks like Jeffrey Osborne and Howard Hewitt to come through. So we're going to be doing that again. We got our Lift Her Up Awards program, which is going to be part of the Women's Empowerment. So we do the magazine for that. So we've got some things coming up. So just be on the lookout for that.
Outstanding. Now, the last minute of the show is something that my wife and I call the Marriage Minute. And the Marriage Minute is simply relationship advice, whether okay. it's advice about being married, advice about being a friend, advice about being a boss. We just need 1 minute of relationship advice.
All right. Well, I think it's about communication. You know, it's about communication. If you don't talk to each other, then you got a problem. And, you know, and have serious conversations. You know, you got to be able to talk and be open and honest with each other. And I think that's, for me, that's the most important thing. You know, over the years, for someone who's been married more than once, you know, you look at it, okay, whose problem is not necessarily, if you've been married a few times, then maybe the problem ain't the other person. The Come problem on. Might be you. You know, that's just like if you keep switching churches, talking about this, it might not be the church. It might be you.
Come on.
So sometimes you got to look within yourself and be a part of that relationship. Talk to each other because I'm learning that communication is key, man.
You're right. My wife and I say effective communication. And the reason why we say effective communication, Ms. L, is because I might tell my wife, you know, that dress makes you look thick.
Mm-hmm.
Effective communication is, what did you think I meant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said I was fat. No,
mm-hmm.
I think thick is a good word. Mm-hmm. And so you have to figure out, okay, then, what did you hear me say?
I know
what I said, but what did you hear me say?
Mm-hmm.
So communication is very
That's
important
right.
in any relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
And don't expect us to know everything. Don't expect us to know what you think it. That's the key. You know, you should have known. No, I don't know that.
Mr. Hale, we'll be here all day. We'll be here all day when we start talking about
yeah.
that. We go there. We'll be here all day. Once again, thank you so much, Mr. Hale. Great interview. This
thank
has
you.
Been Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.